right after. Okay. I was not originally even about that fast. Okay. And it's just like falling off a log. It really takes my time. A half hour today. About an hour actually. So, keep working.
That's great.
You don't have to work them over. I have to work the bed. It takes an hour or two. I mark it up in 15 minutes and read it in 15 minutes and then deliver it. I don't spend any time on them at all.
But I know the device that
reading is easy for me. I read well, so I can go read them, but I don't mark them at all.
Now that's a thing to use as president.
Hell yes.
As well as in the campaign.
I think we ought to do
a request rate. I know there's no pay for it.
That's right. And just go on radio.
We'd like to speak to the nation on radio.
That's right. Oh, me that on your, the one thing you might do is just to get a, get that bunch over there and advertise to people. And they get amnesty spot, public spot. That is such a good subject for control.
Scott, I don't, I'll get head on every time.
But there it shows a change in your mind.
See, they don't say he changes his mind. They say more subtly than they make a position, then they say, you don't know, what does he mean?
And how about this? At the very least, it could be done, but I suggest it would be a goddamn good amnesty radio spot. 30-second radio spot in Fremont, California. Go into the South. Why don't you do that? Sort of the line that George McGovern's for amnesty for grandfathers and church on so and so cities who provide amnesty. Nixon says absolutely against amnesty. He says you should honor those who serve America rather than those who deserve it. On this issue alone. Buchanan should write it. He's the only one who's got over there for the ship. I'm not sure about it. We're heading up by it. Why don't you try that? Okay. What's he doing? What time? 7:30 again.
giving his observations. He did not characterize it as your view. Very clearly said it was his, and said he was not discussed with you. Then he called on all of you. He did some damn good stuff, but more an argument, more an argument, he worked on with him on lines and approaches against him. He said, I know nobody's going to admit it, but the reporters in this room who are honorable members of the journalistic profession have read that story and come up with the same conclusion I have, because no honest man could do likewise, do otherwise. So you can't write that, I understand that. But, there's no point kidding himself. We all recognize this kind of prostitution, perversion or something of the journalistic process of perversion. And it's purely political. It's obviously worked out. And now McGregor has a great plan. I hope he used it, he was going to use it. But he goes from there and says, we're now going to see the process. The way this is done, we've seen it time after time now. And I'll predict right now. Saw the story, all innuendo, and based on false facts already denied by the principals. It'll run in the post. That'll make it a fact. Your television networks tonight will all pick it up and carry it as fact, mentioning very softly in passing, as reported in the Washington Post today. You won't hear that probably, but it'll be there. They'll cover it a little bit. Then tomorrow, the Washington Post, and maybe one or two other of the great newspapers, will run editorials bemoaning this terrible situation which was reported in the Post today. And then your magazines. The timing isn't accidental. It happens to be tomorrow's the closing day for the magazines. Your magazines will busily put together an intensive investigation of this entire situation as reported by the Washington Post. And you'll read pages and pages with charts and diagrams of the whole thing. When you get your magazines done one day.
Good.
And beautiful. It's exactly what will happen.
Beautiful.
Exactly what they did. Last week, the week before, the week before that, they've done a lot of issues. Well, it's the same old thing that we talked about when they on the breaking of the president, clear back to 69, by the way.
John Gurry's theory.
Right. Dick Moore is fascinating. He said, I want to be released from this administration as soon as the election's over. I want to dedicate the rest of my days to the destruction of the Washington Post and their establishment. Right. He is just, you know, he's a moral guy. He's fine.
How did he go to a
government?
I'm glad you're so.
But he's
it was shocking.
It's really a shocking.
That story they wrote on Colson was shocking about that.
They read his picture.